And this is in the Holy Letters, Volume 4, and this is letter 943, dated the 8th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And there he's giving a very beautiful titles to the great genius, the great chassid. It's just a lot of, comes from a very great lineage. The Rebbe is writing this to Meir Abuchatzira. Those are the famous Abuchatzira family. He was in Morocco, and this is in the city of Midlas. In the we had that city in the Morocco then. And the Rebbe addresses him by opening up with peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, from time to time, I get regards from what's going on in your community through the genius and chassid, who's very active, Reb Michoel Sheikh Lipsker, and I'm sure that you will rejoice me by yourself with good news, and that rejoice the heart about the increase of the institutions, Ola Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitch, that is in your community, the Torah that teaches the mitzvahs of Hashem, quoting from the verse, Misamach Elev, that rejoice the heart. And the Rebbe says, I thank you from beginning for writing me and letting me know about what's going on. And now the Rebbe says, what am I writing you about now? I want to express my great thank you for the book Machshev HaLovon that you sent. And he says that the name is something which is very significant. Now, a lot of times we think when you say a name, it's just arbitrary. Especially we know when, you know, parents name a child or something, you give them a name. It says that that's a kind of a prophecy. It's almost like parents, so they know what the right name is to give. In the Talmud, we find stories that they based upon, they wanted to deposit money, they were there for Shabbos, but based on the name of the person, they did or didn't, because sometimes the name told them that this guy is a thief and they shouldn't leave the money there. So the name is something which is, but in this case, Rebbe says, the name of the book is Machshev HaLovon. He says that it reveals the white. I guess the connotation is that, you know, when you have things blurry and then you stand out the white, that's the name of the book. So the Rebbe says that he brings down from the Zohar the time in which the white that will be revealed will be greater than the red. I guess the red represents death, or it represents violence, it represents klipa. White represents, like we say, yimyu chatoichem kashonim kashela yalbinu. If there be like red, they'll turn into white, your sins. So, meaning that red represents the negative and white is the positive. So when you say you reveal the white, that represents the, and it brings down the Zohar over here. The other language, brings down the various psukim over here. The Rebbe says, I'm attaching also for the days of Purim the booklet that we just published from the teachings of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, who is the righteous person and the foundation of the world, who certainly arouses great mercy to have a lot of blessing, flow of blessing and success for all Jewish people, and especially to those who cause him a pleasantness to his soul in the places, in the hidden worlds and in this world, really quoting from a Gemara in Yevamos, by supporting the institution of education for the sons and for the daughters of Israel, in the spirit of the Jewish tradition, the Ruach Yisrael, Sava. And then, as we know, if we start with the younger children, if we have, or the expression is, when you have goats, young goats, when you have kids, goats, then you will get the older goats. If you start with the children at a young age, then you'll have them as adults. And then, as Rabbi continues, it says, then there is Chachamim, there is Zekanim, there is Torah, there is Bata Knesis, Bata Medrashis, which is the language of the Medrash, which means that one follows the other. You have all these things. You have little children, you have adults, you have wise people, you have elderlies, you have Torah, you have synagogues, and you have places of study. It all starts from the very young. Starts by educating in the... And what is the ultimate of all is that Hashem should rest his divine in this world, this physical world, and Rebbe blesses him with a Simchas Purim. But actually, the same language, I just remember just by reading it, is very, the end letter over here is very similar to what the Rebbe has written in some other letter previously. This various, basically, when the Rebbe sent this Maimer of Purim, the Rebbe sent it along to these people.